Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Is this, do you want to test her? Is that what we're doing?
I think, yeah, she's about to turn. She just said.
Yeah.
It's not really about, okay, there's a list of things you should know. These stories come up every once in a while. It's like, things guys should know how to do. Like, and it's like, mm-hmm. And T-Hack and I think I beat you with that one, right?
Yeah, you did.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I just wanted
I never do very well on those.
Didn't we open that one up to everyone and I won?
Oh my God, you might have won that one.
Yeah.
The most manly
person in the room. Oh my God.
Because I remember sewing a button was on there and I had to do that twice within this past week, so.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh. I have a guy. Did you know your dry cleaners can do that?
No.
Most dry cleaners, if you go in there,
they
it's
just like check?
No, you just tell them. He's like, hey, this one's missing a button. It's right here. And they're like, okay.
Nice.
I remember growing up, we went to the dry cleaners all the time to pick up my dad's suits. It was like weekly at least. And
yeah.
I thought it was just going to be a huge part of my life. And I've never been to a dry
cleaner. It was a massive part of my life before COVID.
Mm.
I don't know if you remember this. I used to wear nice shirts.
Like button downs and stuff. Yeah. Vaguely.
90% of my wardrobe was Express or Banana Republic.
I literally don't remember that.
You don't?
No.
Every single, that's what I wore.
Wow.
It's just how I dressed.
Wow.
And when was the last time, other than a funeral, when was the last time you saw me in a nice shirt? I know, right?
I don't know. Not today, that's for sure.
I'm in a quarter zip hoodie.
Okay.
Or is that a half zip? I don't know.
My roommate in college used to dry clean his jeans. Just
okay,
a fun fact.
You're just
he would
angle.
Take them and yeah.
For real.
And get
like starches?
Starch them and yeah, they were like real stiff.
What? Was he a cowboy?
No.
Only cowboys want stiff jeans.
I think he like, it was like a flex. You know, like
was
I'm
he,
taking
is,
up money.
Hold on. Is he that one?
What one?
The money one?
Oh.
Yeah, kind of like just. Oh no, not that friend.
Because I was thinking maybe he just literally didn't know how to wash his clothes because.
Can we get back to the story at hand? These are skills every woman should have before turning 30.
Mm.
And Aaron is going to be dirty 30 soon.
Yes, sir.
Like months from now. But still, it's going to happen. What are you doing for your 30th?
I'm trying to figure it out. I thought about maybe taking a solo trip to Hawaii because I looked at flights and they were decently cheap. And I was like,
really?
That sounds fun. Mm. And then I looked at the price of like hotels and stuff and that's
expensive. You can't go to Hawaii.
So I'm trying to figure out, there's a group of people going. So maybe that. I was also thinking about like going to climb Kilimanjaro. I don't know. I'm all over the place.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I know my brother-in-law would want to go.
Have you checked your medical chart?
I mean,
there's probably about 1,000 things on there that say you are not allowed to. What? You're not. What?
Why not? Why not? I could totally do it.
I'm not saying you couldn't. I'm saying you shouldn't. Hack.
It does. Yeah, it's very different. I wanted to be roasted. I wanted to roast.
On your 30th?
Yeah. I went to one. One of my buddies, his older brother, turned. He had like a. We had a big thing. A
and
real
you roast.
Him. Yeah, we roasted him. So that's way different than like exercising.
Yeah, no, it's like, let's go do.
You must like yourself. I just don't.
I don't think we're ever going to get to this story. We're just going to dig deeper on each other's psychosis until one of us cries. Here's the things you should. And no, this list is like 400 things.
Yeah.
But there's a few on here that I wonder if you know how to do. Like, sew a button is on there. And of course, you know how to do that.
Yeah.
Can you take your bra off without removing your shirt?
Yes.
You can?
Yeah, it's very easy.
I feel like I could even do that.
Yeah.
If given a bra. Not Aaron's, but on my... Never mind.
Can I just say...
I feel like I've seen my wife do it, and it's like you...
No,
I,
it's really like, it's really easy.
But do you know what kind of effect that has on a dude?
I don't know why, but sure.
I don't know why either. It was like it happened in Flashdance, which is probably way before your time. Do you know the movie?
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm.
But she's like talking to the dude and like she just comes in her house and then she's like saying, okay, so like I, and you're like, what is she doing? And all of a sudden she goes out the armhole and you're just like, oh my God, that's so hot. It was like the hot, it was like a coming, I think I was coming of age about when that movie. So it was just like, oh my God, girls can just,
yeah,
they can get naked under their clothes.
Is that naked?
I mean, there's, what can we take? Like if Tia could take his underwear off right now, that'd be impressive.
Yeah.
I'm not trying.
Just try a little. So you can do that. Okay.
Yes.
What would you like to ask her about? Is there any of the ones that you think she should know how to
yeah,
do?
Yeah, it says by 30, forget pleasing him. By 30, a woman should be able to tell her man exactly how to please her.
Oh my God, are we only going to do relationsy ones?
Aaron, the floor is yours.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty good at that.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you say something in French?
Si. I'm just kidding.
That's not French!
I know that. No, I actually started learning French one day because I was bored, and then I stopped because I didn't have anyone to speak French to.
Well, you were just... Oh, wait. London's not in France,
nope,
is it?
It's not.
Why am I so bad at geography? Can you apply lip gloss in the dark?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Is that a... What's that skill good for?
Nothing.
Okay. Well, just you could apply it any time, right? You don't need a mirror in the light. That's impressive.
You just feel where your lips are.
Well, I couldn't put my contacts in the dark.
That's different.
They're up my nose and like, what's going on?
You don't even have contacts anymore, right?
Not anymore. Okay. Yeah.
Can you effectively end an unhealthy relationship?
No. That I am still working on.
Get on Hinge. Aaron will never dump you. Can you hard boil an egg?
Yeah.
How long do you boil it for?
It depends.
It depends on what?
On what I'm making. Am I using it for deviled eggs? Am I using it for...
Okay, fancy pants. I think it's the same, but how long do you think you boil it for?
Yeah,
you don't know. See? You're lying. I think you're lying. Turn the lights off. Give me some lip gloss.
And take your bra off.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.